Hey everyone, Madonna Guy here from the Natural Alternative Podcast. I don't know whether many of you have actually seen the 1986 The Act movie, or in fact the trailer. So I would like to show you the trailer just to get an idea about where things might be coming from with me moving forward.
Motor
So
Company
let's have a
Houston
listen.
Pinto. It was a small car with a big problem. Ford was accused of causing up to 900 burn deaths because they were unwilling to spend just $11 per vehicle for safer gas tank.
The behavior of the vaccine manufacturers is identical. If we kill kids, it's going to cost us $500,000. If we don't kill kids, it's going to cost us $1 million. Here's how much we have to price our vaccine at. I found the Pinto memo for vaccines. Less than a cent per dose to make it safer, and they were unwilling to cut into their profit margin.
So 1963 was the earliest they knew they could make a safer vaccine?
No, it wasn't.
The fact is, we may have had a safer shot a long time ago.
Are you kidding me? 60 years before the safer vaccine was actually licensed?
And they would tell the public, the judges, the congressmen, and their senators,
you need to protect us from vaccine injury lawsuits.
The present DTP vaccine is the safest that medical science can now provide.
Liar.
One of the biggest intimidation tactics I've ever seen a company do in this country.
A blackmail of Congress.
If they knew they could make it safer and chose not to, then a jury trial would be disastrous.
With the passage of the Act, the 90s opened up an entirely new era for vaccination.
The court's decision has granted an immunity to drug manufacturers not afforded to any other industry.
No liability.
Promotes riskier products.
The agencies that are supposed to protect Americans from dangerous drugs have all become sock puppets for the industry that they're supposed to be regulating.
There's something very wrong here when we're mandating a vaccine and we don't even know how many children are being injured.
Marty asked what we're going to do about vaccination.
Kids can't go to school without their shots.
In the wake of the 86 Act, the vaccine schedule ramped up dramatically.
It's a $52 billion industry.
There were more and more vaccine injuries, and the name given to that injury was autism.
Injured children started getting compensated in large numbers.
And then bad things started to happen.
You still think it's a no-brainer?
So the reason I wanted to play that is because that's exactly what's going on the planet right now. So we have got, so I'm trying to get myself back. So we have got, and here in Australia, we are not allowed to know what is in the contracts that have been signed by our governments that are with Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and Moderna. We have got some amazing politicians like Senator Gerard Rennick and Malcolm Roberts and Pauline Hanson and Craig Kelly. And there's some just dynamos who are really working hard to try to get freedom back for Australians, but it feels like it's gone. So there is a lawsuit at the moment. Our APRA, Australian Health Practitioner Registry Agency, seems to, at the very least, I'd heard that the 24th of August this year, the World Health Organization and United Nations want to have control over the health agencies from, well, most Western countries and many other countries as well. They so that next time there's a pandemic, and hey, Bill Gates keeps on threatening that there's going to be another pandemic. Tedros from World Health Organization, Fauci, from the States, these guys are all saying there is going to be another pandemic. World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he kept saying the next epidemic is coming. We've got to get these pandemic measures in place. And of course, the pandemic measures are locking us all down for the rest of our lives. So save everyone. Don't let anyone out of their houses. So it's very interesting to watch what's going on the planet. When at the beginning of 2020, I was lucky enough, or unlucky enough, depending on whether you want to be awake or asleep, I was lucky enough that someone started sending me sending me pictures of the patents associated with the coronaviruses. So from 2019, from 2017, and I didn't really understand what I was seeing at the time. It was just like, all I knew was that I was seeing, and then someone sent me a copy of an article by some Indian researchers back in 2015, where they had found a coronavirus that had been manipulated. And now that we've seen what's happened out of Wuhan, China, we now know that these coronaviruses have been manipulated around the world for the last 20 years with the idea that it's going to make them more virulent for human beings, which means more dangerous to human beings. So they have a higher likelihood of death for human beings once they're manipulated, and so that they can create a vaccine for the manipulated viruses. You see how this goes? So Dr. David Martin, I've listened to several hours of his testimonies, and he talks about the fact that there's well over 4,000 patents associated with the coronavirus franchise. So everything from the viruses themselves have been manipulated to the testing processes themselves. Now, once again, I've said this 1,000,000,000 times, and I feel like I'm banging my head against a brick wall. But the Drosden deep PCR test, which was given to the World Health Organization as the way to move forward with the pandemic, was approved 31st of December 2019, something like that. It was never, ever proven to be specific for coronaviruses. It was never, ever proven to be specific for coronavirus 19, for COVID-19. So it's very interesting when you start looking at the PCR tests, which even big magazines and newspapers like the New York Times have now reported on the fact that they're up to 95% false positives. So go back a step. So go back to when the pandemic started in China. Whatever was going on in China, obviously something happened. So whatever was going on in China, some people were dying. Then you get a false testing process that has up to 95% false positives. And it's sent all around the world. Everyone's making them. I know in the States, there were well over 200 companies creating these PCR tests. No one had to prove they worked. They were coming in from all corners of the globe at all different prices and costing. The governments all around the world were just paying for them because they were desperate to get the tests to make sure they kept the numbers under control. Now, what happens when you have a false test? You have people, whether they're sick or not, doing testing, you have a raise in numbers. So we have a numbers crisis and a testing crisis that's been going on for 2.5 years now. Do we actually have a disease? I don't know. I know there are patents associated with coronaviruses. I know people who are getting sick, and I know it's whether they're jabbed or unjabbed. So it doesn't seem to be only the jabbed who are getting unwell or only the unjabbed getting unwell. Here in Australia, everyone's getting coronavirus at the moment, which once again, it could be. I do bioresonance screening, so I am seeing MERS coronavirus, SARS coronavirus, coronavirus. I'm also seeing acute and chronic vaccine toxins in just about everyone as well, whether they've been jabbed or unjabbed. So we know that the vaccines are leaky. We know that the vaccines are shedding. So that's been well documented as well. There are researchers and scientists speaking out from around the world, talking about what they are finding within these vaccines as well. So there's a lot of information out there about that. I'm doing live blood screenings on people as well, and I'm seeing stuff that I don't normally see in people as well. Here in Australia at the beginning of 2020, one of the ways that the governments can manipulate people into being jabbed is by creating the emergency use authorization. Now, that 1986, the Act, that gave the mechanism to governments to give them basically free rein. But every country in the world didn't have that. The US had it, and certainly many countries in the world, certainly the UK has a vaccine injured program. So there is money to be had for people who are vaccine injured in the UK. And I do know it's well over $4 billion that's been paid out in the US in the last 20 years for vaccine injured people. Here in Australia, we don't have that. Our doctors and scientists and governments just deny that vaccine damage ever happens. And I've seen more vaccine damage in the past 16 months than I've ever seen in my 27 years of treating vaccine injured people. So it's getting to a point where it's quite challenging, and all I can do is try to keep people as healthy and well as I can, because we don't know all of the mechanisms. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Stephanie Senna, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Michael Yeadon, there's some Dr. Brian Artis. So many people have come together and they're speaking out about what's in the jabs, the mechanisms of injury, and now we're seeing it. Our Senator Malcolm Roberts recently did an interview where the numbers in Australia for miscarriage before the jabs were 13% of women had miscarriages. Now it's 50% overall for the entire pregnancy, but it's 75% if people have the jab within the first trimester. These are ridiculous numbers that we're talking about. There's been somewhere between 680 and 880 young elite athletes collapse, heart attacks, in the middle of sports in the past year. I personally have got 8 family members who have been injured in one way or another. There potentially are some deaths, but I don't know. I know they've been injured, but the cause is, of course, it's never the vaccines here in Australia. We simply don't acknowledge it. So imagine if you're a GP and you believe that vaccines are safe and effective, and someone comes to you and they're having stroke symptoms or heart attack symptoms, or they've got an 8-centimeter clot in their leg, or they just had a miscarriage at 5 months, or they're a 12-year-old kid and they feel like there's an elephant sitting on their chest all the time, or they've got a rash from head to toe, or they're getting migraines constantly, or they can't see out of their left eye, or they can't hear out of their right ear, or they have had no taste for months. If you believe that jabs are safe and effective, you're not going to even ask the question, have you had 1, 2, or 3 jabs? When did these symptoms start? So I think we need to start. I feel lucky that my eyes were opened a couple of years ago, and because I did my thesis on vaccines going back 27 to 30 years ago, and there were nowhere near the vaccines at the time that there are now. Now imagine if your government can say to you, you can't travel unless you have 1, 2, 3 jabs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 jabs. You can't work unless you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 jabs. And that's just this jab. So all around the world, governments are actually changing their laws behind the emergency use authorization cloak, and they are getting away with it, because the numbers are driving the politics, and the numbers are a lie based on faulty PCR testing. Carrie Mullis is the guy who developed the PCR testing, and he said you can never prove that someone's infectious with it. You can never tell if it is a live or dead virus in the body, and you certainly can't use it to actually diagnose anything. All it does is shows you more of something that's there. It's showing a small amount of RNA when it's checking, you know, that area that you're testing. So it's a really big conversation, and I'm just going to keep putting it out there, the little bits. Every so often I have a conversation. I think, really, people don't know that either. Even our delightful Mr. Fauci said maybe 18 months ago with a PCR test, they should be no higher than, say, 27 to 30 replications. So anything higher than that starts giving false negatives. The World Health Organization on the 1st of January 2020, guess what replications they recommended for PCR testing around the world? 45. At 45, that's a 95 to 100% false positives. I'm not saying people aren't getting sick. I'm not saying that coronavirus isn't an awful disease if people actually get it. But I am saying the numbers have driven the politics, and the politics has inserted every government in the world into people's health, and allowing the World Health Organization and United Nations and Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum and all these huge corporations into our lives in a way they should never be allowed to be. That's my 2 cents worth for today. Talk to you again soon. I'm Madonna Guy, the Natural Alternative Podcast. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oops.